Hi, I'm Kathy Howe, and you're listening to the Ever Better Ideas podcast. Welcome. I was thinking about my previous episode that I posted and wanted to share some perhaps opposing thoughts and views, which I think is an okay thing to do, considering the topic of the previous episode. So that episode, if you haven't listened to it, talks about how if you see something on social media and you disagree with it, you are not obligated to share in the comments your disagreement. And in that episode, I share some additional information, which you really ought to listen to. But I essentially said, yes, I agree. You don't have to comment on everything. It is a-okay to just scroll on past when you disagree with something that you see online. It is also, I did not say this there, but I'll say it here. It is also okay to not engage with things in person that you disagree with. You can just let it go. So the additional idea that I want to share today is I have oftentimes in my life learned really wonderful, fabulous new things, gained new perspectives that I wouldn't have otherwise had, perhaps, if somebody had not shared an opposing view or idea with me. I want to say that I deeply value the idea of not living in an echo chamber, and I do believe that there is a perhaps right and wrong way to present opposing views or new, maybe differing opinions on something. Blasting somebody with you're an idiot, or even just implying that you feel that way is not the right approach. But maybe framing something up as, I'm not sure I see it the way you see it. Here's what I think. Or here's another perspective. I think that's okay. I think if you can present your opposing view in a way that's not threatening, in a way that's not saying that the other person is wrong, if you're offering it up as something for them to consider, I'm not sure there's harm in that. In fact, I think there can be a lot of benefit to that. So my idea for today is when I have an opposing view, I will be mindful of how I present that view. I do still remain in the camp of air quotes, pick your battles and air quotes, but I don't think I always have to walk away and not share my opinion. There is, in fact, a good way to share an opposing view or another perspective that somebody else might want to consider. As long as you enter that comment or share that feedback verbally with somebody in a way that is non-threatening, non-insulting, and not totally committed to your trying to, again, air quotes, win something, win a battle, end air quotes, then I think you have an opportunity to perhaps know your audience, but perhaps you have an opportunity to have a good dialogue, a meaningful dialogue. Maybe you'll be the one that actually learns something. That's my idea for today. What's yours? Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Ever Better Ideas podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, feel free to share it with a friend. Or if you'd like, give me a review or a rating on the podcast platform that you like to use. Have a great day.